Greatest of These is Love by David Brant Berg.
Camp Laurentide, Canada, 1969. Christ spoke words of judgment to the scribes and the Pharisees, and I don't recall that he ever had a good word to say for them, except that they were the custodians of the word. He said, "Do as they say, but not as they do." And he said that unless your righteousness exceeds theirs, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. But with the common people and the publicans and the sinners, his words were full of love and compassion. Are you showing people the love of Jesus, who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall have rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." He also said of Jerusalem, speaking of the whole city and the populace, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, O thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thee?" Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem. But ye would not. How much have you wept over the lost? Don't forget, God is love. He's also not mocked. God is also a consuming fire. But God is love and mercy, as well as justice. So let's make sure to always preach the love of Jesus to people. Of course, there are some people that want to preach nothing but love and peace and pacifism, and God wouldn't hurt a flea, and Jesus never did anything forceful. They certainly haven't read the Bible. Jesus cast out the money changers, whom he said were turning a house of prayer into a den of thieves. But let's remember that a major part of Jesus' ministry wasn't going through the temple, breaking up the furniture and throwing the money on the floor and tossing the money changers out of the temple. Anyone who says that there's any other way to God but Jesus is not saved. They are not born again, nor do they have the Spirit of God. If someone says that Buddha is another way to God, that's not the truth. No matter how many good things Buddha taught, and he had many good sayings, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The word believe in the New Testament comes from a Greek word, pistuo, which means, "I drink in." It means that you have received Jesus Christ personally into your own mind and heart and body. That's what believe really means. This is what believe in the New Testament means, not the easy believism of a mere mental assent. Are you preaching the love of Jesus to people? If you show a real love for people, you won't have a hard time winning friends and reaching the lost who need God's love. When we went down and showed love to the most despised, rejected, and discriminated class of people in the world of our day, the hippies, they responded and received our message. And the greatest of these is love. Above all the gifts outlined in 1 Corinthians 13, love was above all, greater than any gift, because God is love. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a baptism of love. If you speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, you'd become as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though you understand all mysteries and all prophecies, and have faith to remove mountains. Even if you have faith like that, if you don't have love, you're nothing. So have love. Above all, have fervent love one toward another. Love one another as I have loved you. In Jesus' last message to his disciples at the Last Supper, before he was arrested, taken to jail, beaten, and killed, he talked about love. The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is love. Did you know that? Because God is wisdom, and he's also love. What is the greatest commandment? To love God. What's the next greatest commandment? To love thy neighbor as thyself, which he said is like unto the first one. To love your neighbor is to love God. Although you have a great spirit of sacrifice, you are sacrificial, you want to serve God, you have forsaken all to follow Jesus. If you have not love, it profits you nothing. If you didn't do those things because you love lost souls and want to see them won to Christ, it profits you nothing. If you weren't motivated by your love for Jesus and others, it profits you nothing. One of the most tragic pictures in human life is the picture of the man who says in Invictus, "I am the captain of my fate. I am the master of my soul. My head is bloody but unbowed." How sad. Trials can either melt you or harden you. Watch out, they don't harden you and make you bitter. But if you let your trials humble you and melt you and draw you close to God, you'll be a lot happier and you'll discover more about the love of Jesus. Pride is a problem we all have and is one of our most common temptations. What does the Bible say is the threefold appeal of the world? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. What caused the fall of Satan? Pride. Since pride caused the fall of Satan, therefore we can conclude that pride is the root of all evil. God only uses broken people, broken lives, broken hearts, because only a broken heart gives you love and compassion for others. Only a broken life can help you sympathize with others. Only brokenness can give you humility. Love is humble. Love is humility, and humility is the opposite of pride. Love is the spirit of God, and the greatest of these is love.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.